top of mind. Circle's OCC approval for Circle National Trust, a federally chartered national trust bank, is the day's most consequential Bitcoin-adjacent development. The charter brings USDC's multi-billion dollar reserve pool under direct federal supervision and positions Circle to offer custody to banks and regulated derivatives firms, not just affiliates. CRCL opened up out and 13% on the news. Combined with the Clarity Act's narrowing Senate window and Trump's direct lobbying for passage, the regulatory environment for digital dollar infrastructure is moving faster than markets have priced. For Bitcoin positioning, Circle's federal charter reinforces the institutional rails narrative and could accelerate stablecoin-driven BTC on-ramps. Market structure. BTC trades at $62,500, down the 3% on the week, pressured by US-Iran Hormuz escalation. A Monday single-day ETF outflow of 424.7 MUTs reversed the prior week's 197 MUTs inflow. The fragility of that recovery is now clear. Year-to-date ETF net outflows stand at 5.8 B. June alone was a record, 4.51 B. Strategy, MSTR, raised 467 MUTs via ATM equity last week, building its USD reserve to 3 B, but made no BTC purchase for a third straight week. Analysts at Benchmark and TD Cowen characterize this as balance sheet discipline. JP Morgan and StanChart disagree on framing, but both flag the MNAV near 1.0 problem. MSTR is down about 80% over 12 months. STRC preferred trades, $87.90, still below $100 par. Whale exchange inflows dominant. Crypto quants exchange whale ratio hit 0.99. 99% of BTC exchange deposits are from the 10 largest transfers. A dormant wallet last active at $60,500 moved 188 MUTs on-chain, consistent with potential selling. Historically bearish signal. Options market, Deribit's weekly expiry showed balanced put call positioning near 62K. Bulls needed $63,500 close to net 190 MUTs advantage. Funding rates described as still quite high, adding downward pressure. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act in do or die window. Trump invoked Senator Lindsey Graham's memory to push Senate passage. Senate returns with 4 weeks before August recess. No ethics provision in current draft text. Senate needs 60 votes, or 7 plus Democrats. Poly market prices 2026 passage at 39%, down from 74% in May. Galaxy Digital at 50/50. Banking groups, ABA, ICBA, 76 state associations, lobbied for stronger stablecoin yield restrictions in Section 404. Circle OCC National Trust Bank. Detail above. OCC process began June 2025. Conditional approval, December 2025. Final approval now. Sony Bank also received conditional OCC approval for a national trust bank last week. U.S. government moved 288.297 MIS in seized BTC ETH to Coinbase Prime, 3,040 BTC plus 30,014 ETH. Linked to Ryan Ferrace and BTCe seizures. Arkham sourced, transfers do not confirm sale, but potential conflict with Trump's March 2025 executive order designating seized BTC for the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve. Inter-agency dispute, Commerce versus Treasury, over reserve control unresolved per Bloomberg. New Hampshire Executive Council rejected a 100 MEMETAS Bitcoin-backed municipal bond 3N2. Governor Ayotte separately signed the Blockchain Basics Law protecting self-custody and blockchain developers. Network and industry. CleanSpark signed a 20-year data center lease at its Sandersville GA campus, 6.6 BU in contracted revenue, 11.6 BU with extensions, with an unnamed investment-grade tech tenant. Letter of intent also covers CleanSpark's entire Texas portfolio, $895 million. Confirms the miner to data center pivot is a real structural trend. Mara Holdings acquiring 1,200 plus acres in Matagorda County, TX, with up to 2 GW of grid capacity by April 2028 for AI, HPC, and Bitcoin mining. Mara, plus 15% on the announcement, shares up, ALA 54% YTD, BIP 110, Ordinals restriction proposal. Saylor and Adam Back publicly opposed. Only 1% of blocks signaling support in period 475. Early August activation deadline effectively dead. No practical path to 55% threshold. Bitcoin Core 31.1 released, fixes IP address leak in, private broadcast, chain state compaction, MuSig2 key aggregation bugs. Routine maintenance, no consensus changes, macro linkages. US-Iran escalation drove Monday's sell-off. BTC fell 3.8% to $61,161 intraday as oil spiked on Hormuz closure. Trump's will run the straight comments compounded risk off. WTHRTR 75 BBL, SPR at 319.5 Midler Basewa, lowest since 1983. Fed Chair Warsh's Sintra remarks, inflation moderating but not accepting 2% target, provided midweek relief, helping BTC reclaim 60K and allowing MSTR AST to rally 10% plus. CPI PPI data due imminently is the next catalyst. A hot print would pressure the July bounce. 10-year Treasury yield approaching 4.6%, flagged by multiple sources as competing with risk assets for capital, alongside AI equity rotation pulling institutional flows away from BTC. Standouts, Empire Digital, EMPD, sold 1,400 BTC at Light 87 FERS over 2 months to fund an AI data center stake and pay debt. Shares rose 4%. Corporate BTC to AI capital rotation accelerating. UK HMRC will adopt no gain, no loss treatment for crypto lending and liquidity pool disposals, effective April 2027, affecting less than 100,000 individuals. Meaningful DeFi tax relief for UK holders. MetaPlanet, 43,000 BTC, launched a joint study with JPYC and Progmat on Bitcoin-backed digital credit products in Japan. No issuance decided yet. Watch for Japan's BTC finance ecosystem development. BitGo launched a quantum risk score and UTXO remediation workflow for institutional Bitcoin wallets, flagging a 6.9 BTC in exposed public key addresses. Bolivia is assessing USDT inclusion in its national payment system. Single-sourced via local outlet La Razón, not corroborated by international press.